I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. While providing a break from collegiate competition, the summer is always busy with work on the rules and safety of all 90 NCAA sports. And this year is no different. Changes will be coming next season in women's lacrosse, rifle, and basketball, to name a few. Today, we tell you about some of the changes. For football, there are several rule tweaks related to the use of instant replay, how blocks below the belt will be called, greater limitations on defenders leaping on field goals and extra points, and an adjustment to fair catches made inside the 25-yard line. Those will now be considered a touchback, with play starting at the 25. For women's and men's ice hockey, the Playing Rules Oversight Panel approved several changes, including a proposal to allow conferences to choose between three options for awarding points following the still mandatory five-minute overtime. A tie or winner may now be determined after the initial overtime period ends, or after a second five-minute three-on-three overtime, and if needed, shootout, or a shootout immediately after the initial overtime. Another big change proposal coming up on This Week in the NCAA. Among changes proposed by the NCAA Baseball Rules Committee, one hopes to improve the pace of play by adding two visible 20-second play clocks to all games. The clocks would start once the pitcher steps on the dirt portion of the mound with a baseball. If a pitch is not delivered or a step-off or pickoff play does not occur, before time expires, a ball will be added to the count. If the batter is not ready to hit when the pitch is delivered, a strike will be added. If approved by the Playing Rules Oversight Panel in their August meeting, the 20-second play clocks could be required at all Division I games in 2019 and all D2 and D3 games a year later. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.